proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study on modern-day Israel with the early years, the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The first Jewish agricultural settlements in the land of Israel began in 1871 and 1872. 10 years later, in 1882, Baron Edmund James de Rothschild began purchasing land in that region. He financed agricultural and industrial ventures for Jews in Israel. The first significant wave of Jewish immigration into the land began in 1883 and lasted for a period of 20 years. An ideology known as Zionism fueled Jewish migration to Israel. The term Zionism defined an ideology and a movement which sought for a homeland and for a state belonging to the Jewish people. Moreover, a territory located in what had been the land known as Biblical Israel. Centuries earlier, according to Ezekiel chapter 11, God had promised the Jewish people such an extensive restoration. He said, quote, "Although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come," unquote. God continued by saying, quote, "Thus saith the Lord, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel," unquote. God promised to take the dispersed Jews, regather them, and bring them back to their ancestral homeland. A prominent figure in the early Zionist movement was an Austrian journalist named Theodor Herzl. It could be said that he served as the heart and soul of the Zionists. It was Theodor Herzl who convened the first World Zionist Congress, held in Switzerland in the year 1897. A resolution passed in that meeting which called for the Jewish people to receive what was termed a publicly and legally assured home in the territory of Israel. However, there was an impediment to that particular objective. The Muslim Ottoman sultans of Turkey were in charge of the territories in the Middle East. It seemed very unlikely that they would give up a portion of their dominion to allow a Jewish homeland to exist and flourish. However, the events of the First World War changed that situation dramatically. Turkey entered the war on the side of Germany against the Allied armies. In the fall of 1917, British forces under General Allenby entered Jerusalem as conquerors. The Ottoman Empire's dominion over the Middle East had come to an end. On November 2, 1917, British Foreign Secretary A.J. Balfour issued to Lord Walter Rothschild a letter. This missive contained a statement known as the Balfour Declaration. Quote, "His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of that object. It being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country," unquote. For the first time in the modern era, a major European power expressed its interest in re-establishing a Jewish homeland in the territories of the Middle East. What did the Balfour Declaration mean as far as the Jewish people went? We'll deal with that question in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.